Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new National President of the party today. Party's National Returning Officer, Dr. K. Lakshman, announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world. The Prime Minister underscored that Mr. Naveen possesses youthful energy and extensive experience in organizational work that will be very beneficial for every worker of the party. Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that for the past several months, from the smallest unit of the organization to the election of the national president, the entire process has been carried out in a completely democratic manner.
BJP ek samskar hai. BJP ek parivar hai. Hamare yahan membership se bhi zyada relationship hoti hai. BJP ek aisi parampara hai jo pad se nahi prakriya se chalti. Hamare yahan padbhar ek vyavastha hai aur karyabhar ye jeevan bhar ki zimmedari hai. हमारे यहाँ अध्यक्ष बदलते हैं लेकिन आदर्श नहीं बदलते.
The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has issued a notification declaring Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary, located in the Aravali mountain range, as an eco-sensitive zone. In a social media post, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, said that the declaration of the zone will not only help conserve the area's flora and fauna, but will also support indigenous communities living in and around the sanctuary. He noted that an area ranging from 0 to 1 kilometer around Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary is home to a wide range of wildlife. The combined index of 8 core industries, or ICI, increased by 3.7% in December last year on an annual basis. The index witnessed a slowdown from the same period in the previous year, but accelerated from upwardly revised figure of 2.1% in November. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the production of cement, steel, electricity, fertilizer and coal recorded positive growth last month. As per data, cement production surged by 13.5%, steel by 6.9%, electricity rose by 5.3%, fertilizer production increased by 4.1% and coal increased by 3.6% in December last year. The Indian Railways' One Station, One Product, or OSOP scheme has emerged as a major initiative for promoting local craftsmanship and generating sustainable livelihoods across the country. The Ministry of Railways said that the OSOP scheme has expanded to over 2,000 railway stations, benefiting more than 1.32 lakh artisans, weavers and small producers by providing them direct market access to millions of railway passengers every day. A wide range of region-specific products are being sold under the scheme, including handmade pottery and bamboo crafts from the northeast, along with spices, handloom items, handicrafts and traditional sweets from various parts of the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, several persons were detained for questioning as a massive search operation to flush out terrorists entered the third day in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district today. Security forces are trying to identify the overground workers who assisted the terrorists. In Pakistan, death toll in a shopping mall fire in Karachi has reached 28, while over 80 remain missing. Police Surgeon Sumaiya Syed confirmed that so far 28 bodies have been brought to the civil hospitals since Saturday night. In Indonesia Masters Badminton, Indian shuttlers had a good start as Anmol Kaur and Akarshi Kashyap advanced to the women's singles main draw at the Istora Senayan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.